Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
Well, we've reached an all new absurdity low yesterday. The founding fathers would have just, I mean, I think been, you know, not rolling in their graves, but rolling in the aisles with laughter. The Supreme Court yesterday. You have Ketanji Brown Jackson, who gave the politically correct answer. She's a Supreme Court justice, obviously, when she was being confirmed under oath. When asked, what is a woman? She said she's not a biologist. I mean, there's no way she could know, Lee.
Yeah.
Which is a strange thing to say for someone who's given birth, I'll just say.
Yeah.
I just like, there's some very clear differences there, you know. But whatever, it didn't make much of an impression on her, apparently. She doesn't know what a woman is. No clue, no idea. I mean, it'd have to be a biologist, and even then it might be impossible. So what is she doing? This is one of the doctrines of the left. You cannot speak of what a woman is because someone's feelings might be hurt if they want to be a woman, but they cannot. But the left wants to have it both ways, Lee. And we saw that yesterday, and that's what caused the bizarre spectacle. They also simultaneously want to define what a woman's sports team is.
Yeah.
And have people they define as boys, born as boys who are now girls, participate on that sports team via force of law. So they can define woman. They can define woman's sports team when it's convenient for them. We learned this yesterday, and I was so glad. I was wondering if this was going to come up. Justice Alito asks the ACLU lawyer, I mean, you're standing before me, right? What am I, you know, basically saying, my colleague over here, Ketanji Brown Jackson, says you can't define what a woman, nobody can know. I mean, it's, you know, it's one of the great mysteries of the cosmos. Nobody can know what a woman is. Ask an obstetrician. Whatever. No one can know what a woman is. And yet, here before me, you stand arguing there are women's teams and men's teams using gender terms. So, you know, can you define what a woman is? By the way, would you do it for us now? That's what he was trying to say, Lee, but he was speaking in legal speak, so it's like a foreign language. But here you go.
What does it mean to be a boy or a girl or a man or a woman?
We do not have a definition for the court. What we're saying is that the way it applies in practice is to exclude birth sex males categorically from women's teams, and that there's a subset of those birth sex males where it doesn't make sense to do so according to the state's own interest.
Well, how can a court determine whether there's discrimination on the basis of sex without knowing what sex means for equal protection purposes?
Thank you.
He's basically saying, okay, and then she reflexively goes back to the dogma of the left. Oh, we don't have definitions. We would never do that. That could hurt someone's feelings. But aren't you standing before me? You've correctly identified what a woman's sports team is, and you want your client to be a part of it. So you can define what a woman is. Nope, can't do it. Nope, sorry. No way. Well, which is it? They want to have it both ways.
Yeah.
Just an absolute bizarre spectacle yesterday. It's just amazing to me what this has devolved into.
Yes, devolution. That's exactly what it has devolved into. Absolute absurdity.
Absurdity.
This is, with all the things going on in this world, and for the United States Supreme Court to have to take time to settle a case like this is absolutely absurd. This has nothing to do with people who may not believe they are the sex they were born with. That's a whole other issue. That's something for you personally to decide on your own. But for this issue, this is so blatantly obvious and absurd that it's an embarrassment to the world that this country is sitting here with our highest court trying to decide this issue. This is absolute ludicrous.
And notice what this has devolved down into. We're not arguing about girls playing on boys' teams.
No.
That doesn't seem to be a problem.
No.
We're arguing about boys playing on girls' teams.
Well, if we could somehow fix this so that it is the oppressed and the oppressor, I guess maybe Marxist solutions would work for them. So,
well, no. And you know what? That's what's actually – I'm so glad you brought that up. That's what's actually going on here is that transgender people have become a protected oppressed class. They are practicing classic Chinese Marxism. I put this out on the show almost every day now to explain what the left's doing because it's so bizarre and nonsensical until you understand it's a system.
Well, they are on the upper part of the hierarchy.
Yes.
Than women are.
Yes.
And that's what it is. They have elevated transgenderism to a higher degree of oppression than women.
Ergo, the transgender individuals have more right than women to play on women's teams. What they want must trump everyone else. What is the law? What is the culture you're referring to? She can't say in court,
right.
But she knows. She knows. She and her friends all know. You cannot speak ill of this class because they are very high on the oppressor scale. What am I talking about? When they had the Chinese Communist Revolution, I finally came to understand this. There's a wonderful Chinese-born woman running for Congress, or she was, and she did an interview with Tucker Carlson. She explained this. There's 10 oppressor classes, 5 oppressed classes, and 5 oppressor classes. If you are oppressed, your needs, desires, and rights trump those of the oppressor classes. So in this case for the left, transgender people are very high-ranking oppressed class members, and women's sports team players who just want a fair, you know, playing field, they are oppressors for the purpose of this. If you look at it in their system, in their unique non-American culture, what is happening here actually makes a lot of sense. But the reason she's so tongue-tied yesterday, Lee, at the ACLU attorney, she can't say that in court. We're living under Marxist oppressor and oppressed class system. And by the way, the Chinese Communist Party divided the entire society. Every single member was given a class and a class rank, 1 to 5. And, you know, if you associated, and this is still to this day, to some degree, the basis for the social credit system. Yeah, yeah. If you associate with a very low ranking oppressor, even if you're an oppressed class member, say as a transgender person would be, it can lower your social credit score. It's still going on today. They don't use the exact terms that they once did, but the meaning is the same. So, you know, when you're seeing this, that just to give you another example, I mean, this is what we're seeing in Minnesota. This is, we keep saying we're not using the right terms. We keep saying, but you're letting criminals go and rapists and you want them out on the street. No. Those are high-ranking oppressed class members. It doesn't matter if they sodomized a child. By the way, there was a lot of these people who sodomized the child. They rounded up with that. It doesn't matter. It's their class membership that matters. That's why they're so angry that ICE would send any immigrant home. Any immigrant. Doesn't matter what the crimes are, Lee. But this is the same left which yelled bloody murder, New York Times devoting entire editorial columns to wanting to send home the South Africans Trump brought in. Remember them, the 50 families?
Yeah.
Waving flags to the horror of the left getting off the airplane.
Yeah.
They went wild. We finally saw a group of immigrants the left wanted to send home. So this isn't about immigration and open border. No, this is about bringing in oppressed class members. The law does not apply to them. Rules do not apply to them in the Democrat Marxist culture. It is a culture. It's very forceful. Yeah. It is very prevalent. It's very forceful in blue areas. And we still don't understand what we're looking at. We still don't understand it. So while we're going, this doesn't make any sense. It's just saying they wouldn't even define a woman, but they could define a woman's sports team and they want to put a boy on one. They sure could define what a boy is when they want to put a boy on a woman's sports team. No. Look at it from their cultural perspective. They literally want a legal system based on your class rank, oppressor versus oppressed. Mm-hmm. And in many post-American blue territories and justice systems, they already operate that way. So But it appears yesterday from the questioning, the Supreme Court is. I mean, Alito was just having fun with this at this point. Yeah. He's toying with the ACLU attorney. Hopefully they're going to body slam this and save women's sports.
Let's hope so. I just about had it with this. It's like, can we not get to something important?
Yeah, no, but you know what? It is really important.
It is important, but it's just like it shouldn't be.
No, it shouldn't
because
be.
Because this is simple logic, biological science, period. It's just, I mean, I'm sorry. I just, once again, there are two sexes. That's it. There are people who may be confused about which one they are. That's a whole other issue. But there's only two. That's it. Now, I realize that there are sometimes some, you know, medical genetic abnormalities that occur in very, very limited cases, but that has nothing to do with this either.
No. So the good news is this is not going to be codified into law, and that's the left's whole premise. And that, again, is exactly how it went during the Chinese Communist Revolution. If you're a high-ranking oppressed class member, laws don't apply to you. Norms don't apply to you. In fact, you can commit crimes against others if they're oppressor class members and everybody turns their head. In fact, remember in the video Lily Tang put up, and it was an amazing video, they were reenacting this. They would drag oppressed class members and oppressor class members onto the stage, the Chinese Communist Party would. They'd tell the oppressed class members to beat the oppressor class members to death. A crime, right? What are they demonstrating? It's not a crime if the correct class does it. You're seeing that on the streets of Minneapolis. That's what they're fighting for. That's what Rachel Good hit an ICE agent with her car over. That's what we're actually arguing about. And it's everywhere. But the good news is we're winning.